Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Samach. So the Gemara in the middle, Amar Aleph, brings a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, which brings a story. Maisa b'Hil Hazaken, Shahaya Baba Derech. Hil Hazaken was on his way. B'Shama Kol Tzvacha Be'ir. Apparently he was coming back to his city and he heard a screaming sounds coming from his city. Amar, he said, Muftach Ani She'ein Zeh B'Seich Beisi. I'm confident that this is not coming from my home. And to this, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yod Beis, Mishmua Ro La Yira, a person should not be concerned, should not fear bad news. Nachil Libe B'Tuach B'Hashem, someone who has a confident heart will be B'Tuach in Hashem. So, many Mepharshim say that it's not possible that Hillel HaZaken was confident and convinced that nothing was going on in his house. Because how could he know that? What kind of bitachon is that? Rather, they say that what he was confident was in the fact that the screaming, even if something was going on in his house and there was a calamity happening in his home, it would not be screaming coming out of his home. Because he definitely was mechanech his family. He definitely instilled upon his family that the way to react to the tragedy is not by yelling and screaming, by understanding that everything Hashem does is for the best and to accept. And it's not possible that there would be a kol tzvacha coming from his home. However, it seems to be hard to learn into the actual Gemara because the Gemara says, the pasuk that the Gemara brings, Mishmua Ro La Yira, seems to indicate that he's not fearing any bad news, not just that there is bad news and there's no yelling coming from his house. So, the Vilna Gaon, in a couple of places, says, in Imri Noyam, I saw brought down in Chiddushei Hagra, a different Sfarim from the Vilna Gaon, but he says that it's absolutely possible that someone could reach a Madrega of Bitachin, where he's confident that a type of Tzara won't be happening. And the Gemara that he brings to support that is the Gemara in Chulin Daf Zayin Amud Beis, with Rabbi Chanina, where the Gemara says, "Shiny Rabbi Chanina, the nafish schusay." The Chanina is different because he has a vast amount of schusim. And the Gemara there is discussing a story of a woman who seemed to be a machashefa, who was trying to do some kind of kishuf to obviously get in the way of what Rabbi Chanina was doing. And Rabbi Chanina said, "It's not going to bother me." Einar Milvadai. Like the pasuk says, "Ki Hashem hu alekim einar milvadei." All I have is Hashem. I'm not worried about kshatim. And the Gemara asks, "But kshatim amakchishim hamal yishal maila." The Gemara says, "Shani Rebbe Chanina the nafesh schusay." So that reminded me once the Vilna Gaon, who has a Talmud, his renowned Talmud, B'chaim V'lozhener, in his Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Gimel Parakid Beis, famous B'chaim V'lozhener, who says that there's Indian gadol in a school of nifla that a person could say to remove all demim, he says, and ritzonos acherim, that they can't have any hashpa on him, is by thinking einar milvadei. And it comes from this Gemara that the Vilna Gaon quotes, Shaini Rabbi Chanina de Nafesh Schusay, he explains that when Rabbi Chanina says, or when the Gemara says rather, that Rabbi Chanina, who's Nafesh Schusay, won't be bothered and kishafim won't affect him. It wasn't that Rabbi Chanina felt and understood that he's so great in Torah and Maisim Tovim that he could be confident that kishafim won't affect him. Rather, he says that someone who has such a close connection to Hashem and understands that Ein Ol Mavadoi, there's nothing else in the world that could have any effect on him except Kodesh Baruch Hu directly. And he connected himself with the Kedushas Machshavtoi, to Bala Koyches Kulam, as Mechaim Elazhener says, then it's not possible for any other Koyach to have any Shlita on him at all. And that's what it means. Nachal Libe B'Tuach Hashem. He's confident that there's no other Koyches in the world that could have any Hashpa on him besides the Koyches of Ein Ol Mavadoi, the Koyches of Hashem. And that's what he continues and says, and this is found in Perek Yud Beis, in Shar Gimel, that is a skula and a flaw for a person, obviously, depending on what madreg you are in your bitachin, that's how the skulo is going to apply and going to work. But there are many stories of people who've had these kavanas and machshavas of inner mavadai, saying that there's nothing else in the world besides Ribbono Shel Olam, and they were mavatal, a bittul gomer to Hashem, and they were saved. And there are many nisim and aplois that came about from this. So this is possibly the pshat in this gemara as well. Hillel HaZaken was saying that I'm batuach that ein zeh b'seich besi, because he had this madrigo of bitachon that is able to connect to Hashem in such a high level. It was able to understand, you could call it nevuah, maybe some level of nevuah. The Chazon Ish actually in Emunah Bitachin discusses this as well, this idea that a tzaddik could have a madrega of bitachin, where he realizes that a certain tzaris won't affect him. And this could be the pshat in the Gemara with Hillel HaZaken, that he was holding at that madrega that was able to actually say that the tzara is not coming from my house. Have a wonderful day.